for the typical American, there is a lot of confusion about what life is truly like in China. When I tell them how modern the cities are, people are shocked. When I tell them about how low the prices are, people are shocked. Less than $4 for a Michelin recommended meal. The quality of my lifestyle in China is much better than the quality of life I had living in the US. My name is Elise Lightyear. I'm 35 years old and I moved to China in 2019. I grew up in the city of Ann Arbor, Michigan. After I graduated college, I moved to New York City and lived there for 10 years. I was working in reality TV production. I was tired of working 70 hours a week for 10 years, being in my 20s. I felt like a 50-year-old woman. I was exhausted. I was living check to check, which sucked. One day I just woke up and it just clicked that this is not the life that I want for myself. I came up with this idea that I wanted to leave New York. I moved to Beijing in 2019 and lived and taught there for 4 years. Then in 2023, I moved to Chengdu and have been in Chengdu ever since. He's gonna let the duck be free. Good luck, Mr. Duck. It was really difficult to say goodbye to my family and friends because I didn't know when I would see them again. I didn't know how we would be able to communicate. And I was scared. I was scared of this 15-hour flight that I had to take. I was scared about what food I was gonna eat. I was scared about this new career, about being a teacher. I was scared about making friends, but I was ready and I was excited. And I think my excitement trumped my anxiety and my scared feelings. Chengdu is maybe a place you've never heard of, but it is actually one of the biggest cities. Chengdu has a population of over 20 million people, including myself. Currently, I'm a university teacher and I work a total of 18 hours a week, 4 days a week, and I teach freshmen, first year university students who already speak English, and I teach them essay writing. I take the subway every single day to work. It's really easy to navigate. All of the signs are in English and Chinese. All of the announcements are in English and Chinese, so it's foolproof. This round trip, subway trip, cost me 2 yuan, which is 28 US cents. My current yearly salary in China is $30,000. $30,000 a year is poverty in America. But in China, I'm living large. I am upper middle class. For my 3-bedroom apartment with a balcony located downtown Chengdu, just a 5-minute walk from the subway, my rent is $556 per month, but my job pays half of that as a benefit, which means I only pay $278 a month for my apartment. Welcome to my apartment here in Chengdu, China. None of this furniture in the apartment actually belongs to me. It belongs to my landlord. This is my living room. I love my living room, it's super cozy. I have this huge sectional couch that I just come to lay on all of the time. Bought myself a projector. I've got Netflix, HBO Max, Hulu, all of the channels. This is my balcony that rarely gets used because it's either raining, super humid, or 97 degrees. This is my bathroom. It's small, but it's effective. This is my wardrobe room. This is the third bedroom, but there's no bed. So I've turned it into my wardrobe closet, get ready space. My second bedroom, I didn't paint it. It came like this. And this is the master bedroom. This is it. Let me show you the kitchen. So here it is. It's pretty small, but I'm just one person and it works perfect for me. This is where I do my laundry. This is my washer. My apartment came with this really cool built-in feature where I can hang my clothes on this hanging line that again is perfect for shorties like me. So other benefits that come with being an international teacher at my school is I have free health care insurance. My job gives me, I think it's like $15 a month for subway fare. In addition, every year my job gives me a flight allowance, and that comes to $1,200 US. Each month, I think I spend approximately $75 on groceries. I have 4 bags of groceries, mostly produce, and a bottle of sesame oil. Total, $9.04. It's really easy to make friends with local people. I have a lot of local friends that I cherish and have taught me so much about their culture. And I also have a lot of expat friends. Aside from being a university teacher, I'm also a YouTuber, content creator. And with both of those salaries combined, the maximum amount I am able to save is up to $1,000 every month. So when it comes to eating out, it really depends on where I'm going. If I'm going to Cheesecake Factory, then I'm spending US Cheesecake Factory money, $60 for a meal. But if I'm eating local and going to my neighborhood noodle spot, I'm spending $2 on a bowl of noodles. In a month, I'm spending about $150 eating out. I feel completely safe as a woman of color. I just feel very at ease in this country. Overall crime in this country is quite low. Some of the challenges I face in China is just simply being different. China is a homogenous country, so I stick out like a sore thumb. I cannot go a day being outside without someone pointing at me and saying in Chinese, look, there's a black person, look, there's a foreigner. Another challenge is the homesickness, is missing not only your family and friends, but missing the understanding of just how to do things. That was the hardest part, is that learning curve of trying to figure out how China works. Okay, tea house. With all the money I've saved in China, I plan on buying a house not in the US because can't afford that. I haven't saved enough money to buy a house in the US, but I have saved enough money to pay off a lot of my student loans. And I think I've saved enough money to buy a little casita on the beach in Mexico. Fingers crossed, that is the plan. I've learned a lot about myself living in China. I think my self-confidence has improved through the roof. So you know that saying about New York, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Well, throw that away and apply it to China.